My name is Miguel de Casa. I'm the Chief Technical Officer for Xamarin. Xamarin is a young startup, about a year old, that has taken the open source Mono project, and we used it to target the iOS and Android operating systems. This allows developers that have existing C# experience, C# code, and .NET skills to very easily target these two new and exciting operating systems. And we're very excited to be part of the Visual Studio 2012 launch. We're the only people that took Microsoft's standards for C# and .NET and created an independent implementation of the standard. So Microsoft created the reference implementation. That's what most people are familiar with. We took those specs and we took those standards and created a complete alternative implementation. What our company focuses on is bringing that technology, in particular to iOS and Android, which are two very hot operating systems today. Probably the most important feature of Visual Studio 2012 for developers is the fact that you can use a single IDE to target the upcoming Windows 8, Windows RT, and the old style software that people have been developing over the years. ASP.NET applications, WPF applications, standard server applications. And in our case, we've extended Visual Studio to also support mobile applications for iOS and Android. So to me, having a single IDE that can cover all of the platforms is a fantastic value. Our product itself is about building applications for iOS and Android. We focus on allowing the developer to take their code and take iOS and Android APIs and create native user experiences. But developers need to have a bug tracking system. They need to have continuous integration. They need to integrate with a source control system. And Visual Studio offers all of those features that go beyond the build component that we offer. Developers now realize that they want to create native user experiences on every platform. We're past the point where we could create a write once, run anywhere application. You can certainly build those ones, but you're not going to deliver the best experience on every platform. Users demand something that takes advantage of all of the features inherent in the operating system, that integrate well with other applications in the operating system, that look and feel like the native operating system. And building an application that tries to have one single UI across all platforms is not delivering on that promise. So what we've seen is now a push towards going back to this world, a world where you take advantage of all of these features by using native APIs. In the case of Windows 8, you use the new Windows APIs. In the case of Android, you would use activities and services. In the case of iOS, you would use view controllers. And with the solution around Visual Studio, you have access to all of the native APIs. You would have a shared code base that you could use across all the platform, but you will build independent user interfaces for each one of these platforms. You would write your code for iOS, your code for Android, with code for Windows 8, and maybe a version for the web as well, all within Visual Studio. I think that Visual Studio 2012 has a very bright future. Microsoft took the first steps in making Visual Studio a very extensible platform with 2010. They added the Managed Extensibility Framework that allows developers to more easily extend Visual Studio. They took away a lot of the pain that was involved in actually creating extensions to Visual Studio. And Visual Studio itself is an ecosystem that allows developers to create extensions that will suit their needs. With Visual Studio 2010, that trend has continued, and it's now a lot easier to build and extend Visual Studio. Visual Studio, it's an IDE that everybody loves, but it's not only because Visual Studio it's a great IDE, it's also because there's a big ecosystem of components and third-party extensions that people routinely add to their Visual Studio editor. So when we talk to developers, a developer might have a favorite tool for refactoring, they might have a favorite tool for managing their product, for testing, for integrating with their continuous integration systems, continuous build systems, or integrating with their bug systems. So by being part of the Visual Studio ecosystem, our customers can leverage every single feature that both Visual Studio provides and the ecosystem provide to continue developing their applications for iOS and Android. If I had to describe Visual Studio 2012 with one word, it would be delightful. I believe that we share the passion of the Visual Studio 2012 team, the passion of the .NET team, and the passion of the C# designers in creating a developer platform that just meets all of the developer needs and the developer's expectations.